The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot.
That's me.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back, huh?
Oh, thank you. Very good to be back in the studio.
Missed you last week. I know you had that big thing going down with your parents. I'm happy you're back.
Yeah.
Of course. Anyway, everybody, hey, it's 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Compassion, community, and caring. That's what they're all about. So good morning, and good morning to Ashley.
Good morning.
Hello there, our producer.
Hi. Jazz hands.
And then both hands. It was both hands.
Jazz hands.
Yay.
That's
okay.
Great.
What's the weather look like?
Okay, currently 39 degrees. Yes, it is quite chilly out this morning. And you may want to take a few extra minutes to defrost your windshield as you're getting out of the house this morning. Okay, let's tell you what today is. Mostly sunny with our highs of 61, and tonight we'll go down to 43, which will be warmer than it is right now. Thursday calls for a high of 65 and our lows of 41. Friday calls for a high of 65 and a low of 43. And this weekend, sunny and 67 and 68 on Sunday with mostly sunny. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, doing great things with our community. So happy to have them be our weather sponsors. Incredible people where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
6 months ago today, the car fire started.
And was it 6 months?
6 months ago today, July the 23rd, it kicked off. And as you know, all the results, 1,000 houses burned, 8 people killed, 230,000 acres burnt. Lawsuit after lawsuits going on this. And, of course, that was followed by the Diablo fire. And there was another one there, Hertz fire, Diablo fire, and then, of course, the
Delta was also in there.
What was?
Delta.
Delta, that's what I meant, Delta, not Diablo. The Delta fire, and then the Hertz fire, and then, of course, the Camp fire. All of those horrible, horrible things. So a lot of this was due to the fact that there was so much tinder. The brush was there. So Nevada City.
Wow.
Has come up with a plan. They're doing they're having a fund me. It's called a goat fund me drive. They're trying to raise $30,000 to rent goats to come in and clear up the brush in their whole community.
Huh. So you that means
rent,
that.
Oh, yeah. They've got goat ranchers out there.
Also known as the Goat City.
Goat City. Is it Goat City?
No, it will be known as Goat City. You'll drive through with the herds.
They're renting them. They rent these, and these goat ranchers are trying to build their herds up because there's such
such
a demand for them, and they charge.
I hear there's a 3-year waiting list.
No, there's not a 3-year. You're just making this stuff up.
Oh,
stop
okay.
That.
Well, challenging you.
Challenge me. You can't. Well, you don't challenge me by making up facts. You're starting to be like NBC here. Here, just let me make something up and throw it at you and see how you react to that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, these goat herds are can clear an acre of land. Of overgrown brush, an acre a day, depending on how many goats you have. So it costs anywhere from $200 to $1,500 an acre. And I thought about that. You know, Stillwater. Stillwater's out there, still has nothing on it. You know, Stillwater still has nothing on it. Why don't we just bring in a goat herder and tell them, bring in 1,000 goats. And just keep our area clean, and we'll just give you that area out of Stillwater to graze your herd, and you can grow your herd, and you can then rent it out to other people around the area.
The difficulty is goats will eat anything, poisonous or not, and we have a lot of oleander in this area.
Well, that's true, and they will die from that. And,
will they die from poison oak?
And talking to
love poison oak. It's filet mignon.
They love it. They'll eat everything. Now, you do have to keep them away from oleander, but here's the other thing. Talking to a goat guy who raises goats, he says, they're like 4-year-olds. They're like sneaky little 4-year-olds. They get into everything. They get their head stuck in stuff. He says, they're smart enough to get into trouble, but not smart enough to get out of trouble. But anyway, think about this. A goat fund me page. That's what it calls. Goat fund me. They're trying to raise $30,000.
Goat fund me. Well, I think that's
a good idea.
You know, speaking of livestock,
we don't talk about ideas outside the box here.
Why not? Hey, you know, speaking of livestock, they were so it was beautiful. Well, you know, many of you know, I don't know. I didn't post this because So maybe you don't know. I didn't post this because I just felt like it was really personal, and, you know, some people post everything on Facebook. But
oh, you think?
Yeah.
You know
so,
what? I don't
anyway,
need to know about your ovaries.
My uncle.
I don't need to know about your ovaries. All right? I'm sorry, but I don't really know who you are, and I don't know how you got on my page, but when you start talking about your ovaries, it's just a little much. I don't talk about things that happened to me, you know.
Below the waist.
Below the waist. I don't think it's your business. I don't, you know.
Well, I wanted to talk about the livestock on 5. Just a couple things that I got to witness, you know, drove down there. It was a bone cracker trip, right, you know, because I drove down to Sacramento, picked up my folks. We drove to L.A. We saw my uncle, who's in a hospice with frontal lobe dementia. And, you know, it was, you know, really good things and bad things about it. You know, terrible, you know, just how time flies. It makes you think, it really makes one look at life and think, well, you make know. Sure you are kind and you're considerate. Give me a minute here. And think that, you know, just saw him 2 years ago, and this guy is a brilliant, you know, aeronautical, you know, very well revered in Northrop, aviation. And, you know, his son, my cousin, works in NASA, and they're all brains. So anyway, you know, he's at that place. And all 4 brothers came. My dad's the oldest of 4 boys. And they got a chance to, and another uncle is not doing so well. I mean, he's better. But anyway, so it's a chance for the 4 boys to get together and us to, and I said to my dad and my mom on the way back, because we drove back on Sunday, and I said, you know, all you hope is that he's cared for, he's clean, and he's loved. And that's exactly what we saw. So, anyway, driving back to and from, there were so many cows and so many flocks of sheep. You know, I'm not used to seeing that many, that much livestock that's out grazing. And it was absolutely beautiful, except for the drivers, you know, on the 2 lanes on 5. You know, you get the people speeding up on the right that are, you know, behind the trucks and then scooting in front of you. And you have to calm yourself down not to have road rage. I did find myself saying, you're not going to get in front of me. You've been there with me before. You're not going to get in front of me. And I would speed right up alongside of him. You're not getting in front of me.
Yeah, I've been there before with Linda.
But it was beautiful with the livestock. So it was just nice to see the rolling hills and the livestock. I didn't see any goats.
Well,
maybe there are 99.
Sheep can do it, too.
Maybe there's a goat sitting on 99.
Goats can eat almost everything. But you're absolutely right. Oleander will kill them. And there's other things that they'll eat that'll also harm them. So your herder has to go out and look at the area first before he can turn them out. But most of the stuff they should be able to eat. That's just, you know what? Here's what's happening is the city of Redding is being sued right now for not clearing out those areas.
Mm.
Yeah, Barr and Mudford have got that suit. Maybe there's another one going on too about the city not cleaning up the areas that they were supposed to. So,
oh boy.
You know, maybe it's time to think outside the box. And I don't know, $1,500 an acre seems to be cheap compared to some of the other stuff. Can you imagine trying to get a crew in there with the machinery and all that? That would take it down.
I don't know, but, you know, it is the 33rd day of the partial government shutdown. We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, 5 things that you need to know on, you know, relating to world issues and government stuff. After the break, this portion of the show has been brought to you by
Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, the only place that I could think of that I would go down and buy a firearm. Because of 2 reasons. One, locally owned. And John and Sarah Bastiani started this business about the same time we did, almost 10 years ago, have been a great success because the second reason I would go down there is the customer service. They treat you like an individual. They treat you whether you're the newest shooter or the most experienced shooter. They treat you like a person like you'd like to be treated. Nobody talks down to any of the new shooters. They're not trying to oversell you. They're just doing their job, and they do it so well. That's Bastiani Arms, along with their CCW training and their hunter safety training. They have it all in one spot. Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. It is 7:15 in the morning, 39 degrees out there, going up to 60s today. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Hey there, we're Armstrong and Getty. Check out our show on the new 2019 lineup on KCNR 1460 AM and soon to be 96.5 FM.
That's 9 to 12 daily.
For over 45 years, the original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five-Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five-Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five-Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five-Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five-Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood-look floor that is low-maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's not that she tells us, okay, and she gives us signals and sticks her tongue out at me.
Yeah,
I don't
cute.
Understand
now,
what's
we're talking
going
about
on
our producer
here.
Behind the glass over there, Ashley Estes. You are so amazing.
You
we're
are.
So happy that you're on. And, of course, Bob, Belongi, and Ashley, and the whole group, they're working
Bobby.
So hard. They're just working very hard at yeah. getting all of the, I mean, the boxes are coming. And this is just, okay, there's a couple things.
New box.
First of all, the fire. People ask me, the fire. The FCC, with the government shutdown, has not been exactly the easiest people to get a hold of. So
you can't
we still
get a hold
have finalization.
You can't get into their databases. To
okay,
get it,
so
to do things
people are asking, when are you going FM? We have had things.
November. We're going to go November.
6 months. We've got the place built.
Then it was
you know?
December. Then it was. Where, now yeah. it's. I was really thinking that end of this month, but now.
It's all right. It's gonna happen.
We're looking at next month.
You know, it's gonna happen when it's gonna happen because there are a lot of things out of our control. AT&T and our wonderful Cross the Wires.
Oh, that took 4 days.
Yeah, that
right
was
there.
Wonderful 4 days. Thank
for
you
four
for
days.
All our sponsors for understanding. I mean, really, that was not our anyway.
It was an act of
five things
of
you need
AT&T
to know.
God.
Okay. First of all, we have to do our a sponsor shout out, because if it wasn't for the sponsors of our show, you know, hey, the lights wouldn't be on, the station wouldn't be here, and we wouldn't own the business. So we thank all of our community sponsors, one of which is Cornerstone Community Bank.
That's right. And Cornerstone Community Bank is made up of people, you know, your neighbors and your friends like that. Cornerstone Community Bank, you can visit online at bankcornerstone.com. But they want you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank.
Okay, number one, the government shutdown. Senate's going to vote on a pair of bills tomorrow aimed at reopening the parts of the government that are closed. One bill backed by the GOP would fund President Trump's border wall and other temporary protections for DACA recipients. The other bill backed by Democrats is short-term funding legislation that offers no wall funding. Both are expected to fail, but CNN's Stephen Collinson predicts this could be the first step in ending this shutdown. Of course, this is CNN.
This is 33 days, and even the Democrats are telling Pelosi to get back in the room and start talking to him. And then you have this State of the Union, where he was going to do a State of the Union next week, and Pelosi says, "Well, I think you should postpone it because of the security." Well, immediately the Secret Service said, "There's no security problems," and so Trump says, "Hey, I'm going to be there. You know, you could be there or not, but I'm going to be there."
Number two, teacher strikes. One strike ends in one city as a new work stoppage begins in another. Teachers in Los Angeles returned to the classroom today after a six-day strike. Teachers in the school district reached an agreement that gives educators a 6% raise, a decrease in class sizes, and more nurses, librarians, and counselors. Meanwhile, in Denver, teachers there voted to go on strike for the first time in 25 years. They want to overhaul the school district's compensation system, and classes will be held today, but the strike could start next week. Number three, Venezuela protests. Big protests may happen today on the streets of Venezuela. The country's opposition leaders want people to hold marches nationwide against the government of President Nicolas Maduro. They accuse Maduro's government of usurping power, and they want new elections. He and his supporters will hold their own rallies today. They plan marches expected to be largest in 2 years. Come weeks after Maduro began his second term of power, as the country faces a deep economic crisis and dozens of countries dispute the legitimacy of his presidency. You know anything about that?
Well, they're having a lot of riots down there, and it looks like there's some problems. Yes, I do. Not as much as I'm looking at the some of the ones that are closer to home here. The partial government shutdown. Our son's not getting paid, though he's a U.S. Marshal and goes to work every day. Coast Guard's not getting paid. They're out there every day risking their lives.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing could have been handled a lot better, I think. But Trump is saying, look, you know, we need border security. And then in the middle of this, we have two individuals, a policeman and then this couple in Nevada that were murdered by illegals. And you know, people have to realize that if you don't have a border to stop crime and criminals coming across, or drugs or terrorists, I mean, it's just a matter of time till we get taken down. It's not got nothing to do with poor people that can't work. You can get them across. The point is you have to guard the border.
Later on in the show, we should talk about a very great conversation we had last night, where we were last night with some, people, many of, we're all families of people who are immigrated to this country,
you know,
but that's a good one.
Let's go through this and talk about
last
night.
Okay, Supreme Court, President Trump's controversial transgender military ban will go into effect while it works its way through the courts. The Supreme Court allowed the ban to start, but takes no stance on its legality. This is a blow to the LGBT activists who consider the ban to be cruel and irrational.
It's not cruel or irrational. What we're saying is, or what the military is saying is, let's take a look at this, because people wanting to join the military that are transgenders that expect to have their sex changed while in the military takes you out of the ability to deploy. If you can't deploy in the military, guess what? You get discharged. And I don't care. It has nothing to do with gender or sex. If there's something wrong, how about this? Asthma. I had one of the finest officers that I've ever had serve for me when we took off for Desert Storm. We're in the bus. We are literally one of the first groups heading over to Saudi Arabia to get onto the border with Kuwait. And I turn around and I look at him, and he's doing an inhaler. And I said, "What's that?" He says, "Well, I have asthma." And I went, "You're going to the desert?" I said, "How'd you get in with asthma?" And with the first question. Well, you know, at that point, it's too late. Within 3 months, he was medevaced home after they had stabilized him. and he was discharged.
Wow.
He went on to become the senior intelligence a civilian in the Marine Corps. This is his quality.
Mm-hmm.
But he was discharged because he couldn't deploy. This is what this whole thing's about. And people don't understand that. It's because you've never been in the military. You're stupid.
Okay, there you go.
I said, hey, or you're stupid.
All right, so now here you
or
go.
Or both.
Number five, and you're going to go, you're going to rant. That's why I want to hurry up. After days of accusations and acrimony, the two people at the center of a controversial encounter at the Lincoln Memorial in D.C. said they're willing to talk. Native American elder Nathan Phillips said he's willing to travel to Covington Catholic High School.
It's Native American activist.
It said elder.
I know. He's an elder, but he's also an activist.
I'm just telling you what it says. He's willing to travel to Covington Catholic High School.
You're reading the CNN.
I'm telling you what it says.
I know
about
what it
the importance
says,
of respecting diverse cultures. Student Nick Sandman says he's opening to speaking with Phillips. Video of the encounter between Phillips and Sandman sparked days of debates, which I've heard from you like 2 days now.
It's not days of debates. It was a mob. It was a mob attack on a bunch of teenagers.
Okay.
Okay, let me talk about
all
this
right,
one
let's
just
do
for
that.
A second.
Okay,
just
shoot.
For a second one. Okay. This was the perfect storm. This was exactly what the left wanted. The far left. A young group of men
pro-life, right?
They checked every box. They were white, male, Christians at the March for Life wearing Make America Great hats. I said this yesterday. And so what's that mean? Instant deplorables.
Instant hate.
Instant hate. Instant deplorables. After a day of hate, and I mean extreme hate, talk about there was a Saturday Night Live writer who tweeted out that she would provide sexual acts for somebody that punched the kid in the face. I mean, tweeted this out. And then all these other hateful, horrible things, Kathy Griffin, all these people. And then the rest of the tape came out, and they found out, well, that's not what happened at all. It was exactly the opposite. They were being attacked by a group of racist group that was attacking them. Phillips comes over and starts beating his drum in their face. The kid doesn't do anything. He just looks at him. He's smiling. He just, he said, I really didn't know what to do with these adults that were yelling at us. Okay. Now, the question is, where were the chaperones? Because there were chaperones there. Where were they? So did they get involved in this at all? Anyway, the tweets were deleted. After everybody saw this, tweets were deleted. News stories changed. All of these things, apologies made. Now, talking about this too, this Nathan Phillips, he comes out, he's a Vietnam veteran. He's a Vietnam veteran. He's not a Vietnam veteran. He is a veteran of the Marine Corps. At least that's everything I can find. Honorably discharged, hoorah. Hooray for him. I respect him for that. But also on Saturday, he tried to disrupt a mass in the Basilica of D.C. by invading it with other people to beat drums and to cause this. So he is not totally innocent in this either. Now, them talking together, I think it's a great idea. But what they did to these kids, the far left, the news media, these stars, was just the lowest thing you could possibly do.
Okay.
Next to the officials missing that call at the in the Saints and lastly, the Rams.
No, lastly, go down fighting. The New Orleans Saints aren't going to let go of that blown call that kept them out of the Super Bowl. Now, there are lawyers and billboards involved. Now, I like to listen when I'm driving, which I had, as you heard earlier in the program, that I drove, 1,000 miles or so, over two and a half days. And I know a lot of people can pull that down in a day and a half, but I did need to stop. And I listen to Mad Dog Sports because I'm so curious, especially after these.
You're hooked on Mad Dog Sports.
Well, I like to listen to people call in, and these guys, they are so passionate about what it's just they're prolific in their what they think. And Christopher Russo, I like his show. Anyway, so he was saying, look, part of being a champion is that you've got to go through bad calls. You've got to have bad calls. People are humans. And this guy admitted it was a bad call, but the game is over.
Yeah.
It's not going to be replayed. All your whining, and this is the way it is. So I really appreciated that because you're going to get a bad grade in life. You're going to get pulled over by somebody that maybe you think you're in the right. These are things that you have, true champions have to get up, and they were saying in this that after the bad call, they did not recover.
Well, I think there's only like a minute and 39 seconds left.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And they could have run out the game. And you're right. And then I think the LA went down to score or something like this. It was a bad call. And you're absolutely right. Champions will take that. Will take a shot to the mouth and get knocked to the canvas and get up. But this one at the end of the game, it was so blatantly obvious. And I mean, it was such a shame to lose a game. Okay, here's the thing: would they have won the game? The possibility is probably up in the 90 percentiles. They would have held the ball for the next minute, 30 seconds, or kicked a field goal because they were down there. But the whole thing came down to the fact is they didn't get the chance. But it's over, so you got to get over that. But a lot of people will not. Yeah, the thing about it for me is watching Drew Brees. What I would have liked to have seen is Drew Brees and Tom Brady go at it in the Super Bowl, because the two oldest quarterbacks in the league fighting it out. I think he's like 37 or 39, Drew Brees is. And you got Tom Brady, who's sixth time in a row they were in the championships, three times in a row for the, three times or four times they're in the Super Bowl. There's something to be said about that. People that don't want to, that want to say, oh, I'm so tired of the Patriots being there. I'm just the opposite. If you're that good and you get the lowest drafts every year, somehow, Belichick figures out these number 28 and 29 level draft, and at the end of the year, these guys are playing like maniacs. At the end of the year, other people are all beat up. Their lines are half gone. He's got these maniacs out there playing, and you can't name one of them on the defense. Can't name one of them because they all are just a unit that you can just move in and out, but they are so well coached and so enthused about this game. Then you've got Brady. I mean, how could you not admire a guy
8 times
who
Super Bowl.
Keeps himself to that condition? He's 41. He says, I can play for a couple more years. And he can.
Right.
He can.
You have to totally admire that. Yeah. And, of course, we're gonna just be there totally screaming for the Super Bowl. And both these games were so fabulous.
For the Patriots.
Well, I just like a good game. I was screaming for both Kansas City, because when we drove back from L.A., I know we got to run. Gosh, we're 2 minutes over time. That's it on this one. We're going to come back with a special guest. We back the blue. And this is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful Wednesday. And this portion of the show has been brought to you by our favorite jewelers, Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive. Go check them out today, 2225. We'll be back right after this break.
Yep.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people. Real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Backhoe & Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backhoe & Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backhoe & Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backhoe & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And now, back to our show.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. This is, it's Wednesday.
Rock us out, we need
the 23rd of January, 2019. It's 40 degrees out there. It's gone up a degree. Going to go up into the low 60s today. It's going to be another beautiful day out there. 7:37 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell does the job for everybody, whether it's families, seniors, business owners, veterans, especially veterans. She loves veterans. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give her a call, 221-0441. Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial have been here around since 1993. Hey, we're here with Brian Martin.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Now,
good morning, Brian.
Brian's here for two reasons. One, he is the captain of the good cruise ship River Common Senior Living.
Yes, I am.
I call it that. And you've heard me say that, and I'm sure that you're your residents probably like that. You've got an activities director and a gourmet chef in there and all that. But you're also very integral to our We Back the Blue movement in our city.
Well, yep. I'm president of the We Back the Blue nonprofit organization as well. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'd like to just, if you don't mind, can we start out with a little bit from your regular job? And then we can spend the rest of rest of the time. But we were just talking about a friend of ours that he's getting up there, and his eyesight is failing.
Yep.
And that, you know, people...
He can't drive anymore.
He can't drive. So we're all...
Can't cook.
We can't, yeah.
Because he can't see.
Because he can't see.
Lives alone.
Yeah.
And we're concerned about him. And I immediately thought of you.
Well, that's perfect. That's the perfect candidate for where we are. And that would describe... 99% of the people that we get there, and the awesome thing about our community is we solve a lot of the problems that you're talking about: the isolation, meals, taking care of your property, paying bills. You know, everything pretty much is included in the rent there. So they get three meals a day and housekeeping and activities. We've got an awesome activities director and. You know, it just makes their life so much easier, plus being around people in their own, experience.
They can socialize, and it's important to have camaraderie.
It is.
I think it's great for the spirit, I mean, if the isolationism is enough to make you, go downhill faster.
Well, and I call it a failure to thrive when people mm-hmm. get isolated like that. It's just like
it's a positive way to look at it.
And it's
I believe that.
I can't tell you how many times in the 10 years I've been there, I've had kids tell me like a month after their mom, dad, whatever, move in, I can't believe that's the same person I brought here. Just because, you know, there's all those things that they're not getting that you just don't realize. And suddenly they're making friends, you know, a lot of veterans. We have tons of veterans there, and they have similar experiences.
Oh, he's a veteran, too.
And, yeah. So,
Korean War veteran.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing is that, you know, because we've had talked to some of the people there at your that are residents there, mm-hmm. when you talk to them, they're happy.
Absolutely true.
And it's not we make it clear, it's not assisted living.
Correct. It's independent.
It's right. independent living, mm-hmm. But you all take, you know, like you said, the meals. They have their own like little mini apartments.
Absolutely.
It could be like a one bedroom.
Yeah, we've got a two bedroom, two bath. Studios, different budgets, different sizes. So really meet the needs of a lot of different people. We've had people on very limited budgets that, you know, they get a studio, and because they don't have a lot of other expenses, you know, they bring their furniture and their phone, pretty much everything else we provide. So, you know, they can just kind of be there and be happy and not have all the worries that you normally have as you get isolated and, you know, trying to keep up with everything.
Pets?
Yeah, absolutely. Small pets, small dogs, cats. We're definitely pet friendly. And,
see, that's a big thing, too, because mm-hmm. a lot of older people.
Sure.
I look at us.
A lot of people.
We have our little dog, and yeah. I wouldn't leave the dog,
yeah.
you know, and it might make things tougher on. So this is something else too. But that's important that you can bring that one love
coming at
you know, of your life
right.
and come with you.
They're just like kids, you know, they're family, and we understand that. And so, yeah, a lot of people would not move if they couldn't bring their, you know, cat or dog that they're attached to.
You had some people move in after the fires too.
Yeah, we did. And that's something that Ray Stone, the owner of our community really doesn't talk about, but they really were very fire victim friendly. We didn't advertise this, but a couple things they did is we actually, Ray Stone donated $5,000 to the campfire victim relief. And also every campfire victim ended up getting a $750 credit on their second month's rent, just because we knew they were, you know, coming and they're having to get furniture. They're coming up with nothing. And so to furnish an apartment, you know, that just, you know, a little just something to help them make it easier.
Yeah, we have a friend's brother who moved in there after the fire, and she said they had to start all over, like buying him underpants.
Absolutely.
Like he was totally.
But see, this is where you can, you know, people that are right on that edge, mm-hmm. when that fire hit. I mean, what do you do? Well, you go into a place like River Commons.
Well,
right.
congratulations
anyway,
on that.
Yeah.
And that's another one of those unsung heroes that, you know, we need to put out there in our prayers and our thoughts. That thank you so much for, I mean, you know, I get we're all so, what can I do? What do I do? You know, you put your head in the sand, or you just got to be an activist somehow. So use your assets like he did and you did. So before we take a break and we come back into the second half, I really would like to know all about We Back the Blue.
Oh, good.
And
the rest of the segment, the rest of the day.
But it's really great to hear about River Commons because it gave me an insight on the fact that you – and I'm a visual person, so I need to see when somebody comes there and you talk about paying their bills. Do you have like a
– let's go down to lunch.
Yeah, I want to see all
down.
That.
We've
like
been
the
laundry.
Yeah.
Invited to lunch like several
times. Yeah, I want to see
down.
It. I need to get a hand – a visual.
Sure.
Because we have a lot of friends that are reaching that point.
Right.
And I'm just really concerned about this guy.
Yeah.
Well,
we really admire him, and we want to see him okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about another couple.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Brian Martin from River Commons. He's the cruise director of the good ship River Commons Senior Living.
Thank you.
Am I making that too big a thing?
Well, you know, it really. I have residents that say that it's just like living on a cruise ship because really, you know, and if you've been on a cruise, it's very similar. And you know, I take that as a title of honor. Really,
it really is because if people are happy and they get to do things, and their food's good. I mean, just, mm-hmm. it's, you know what, I'm talking myself into this. They've got two bedroom places, honey. Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. It's 7:45 in the morning here at KCNR 1460. It's 40 degrees. Weather reports brought to you always by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3792. Three.
3793. We'll be right back. 3793. KGNR 1460.
Yes.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in. Check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12. KCNR Mornings.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Smokers, is it your New Year's resolution to quit smoking this year? Have you considered vaping as an alternative? If you have questions about vaping, go see the folks at NorCal Vape, Reading's vaping experts. For over 5 years, NorCal Vape has been your premier vape shop and lounge, located at 1700 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading. NorCal Vape provides you with the best customer service and product knowledge. They specialize in going above and beyond for you. They treat their customers like family. They will walk you through every step of the process. NorCal Vape, located in downtown Reading.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Fight Night 40. This intense, action-packed fight is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, January 26th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 26th. The Event Center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 40 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Fight Night 40. It's in the cage. The Event Center, Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, good North State folk. Robin Hood here. Would you like to see a play about me, the ultimate hero and all-around good guy? I will wow you in a story that is hilarious and adventurous fun for the whole family. Oh, and the story has other characters in it, too. Towns Guy, tell the good folk where to see me.
Of course, Robin. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the somewhat true tale of Robin Hood, written by Marilyn Dobson, directed by Samantha Thorpe. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30. Sunday matinees at 2, January 19th through February 16th.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
I love, come on, baby, pump it up. There we go. I'm an Elvis girl.
A little less conversation, a little
tell
more
me.
Action.
You know what? You got it. That infection.
All this aggravation and satisfaction in me.
You know what?
No. There was no denying every inch of that man's body was on fire at all times on stage.
Okay. Okay. Yes. You know what? Here's my father who hated rock and roll. Well, he didn't hate rock and roll.
He loved Elvis. No, and he loved watching your mom watch Elvis.
This is what he said about Elvis Presley one day. I never thought the words would come out of his mouth. He goes, he has really got a great voice. And I looked at him, and my sister looked at him. Dad's saying things about Elvis. He said, no. He says, I may not like, you know, just the way he gyrates or well, this kind of, and I can't believe actually hearing this about my dad, but this was back when he was younger. As he got older, he got a lot more.
But he's a musician, so he appreciated quality.
But he got a lot more mellow in his next few years.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, we're here with Brian Martin. We've already talked about River Commons.
Yes,
and you're living.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know what? It's a good place.
It is.
It's a place that I have no problems at all advocating for people. Right. And we were talking about a person that's getting up in their age, having problems with their eyesight. And this is just a kind of person that you all can really, really help thrive in their lives.
Absolutely.
Okay. But now, We Back the Blue. You're the president of We Back the Blue, which is just a super organization in our town.
You.
It's done
Thank
many
you.
Things for our community and our police. So, you know, and not only that, but We Back the Blue is now involved in the April Nights.
Yes. Cruise director.
That's exciting.
You know what? Cruise director.
Well,
you know what? That's big because, I mean, you only have like 5,000 cars coming in here, right?
Is that about how,
it's
really?
It's a huge event. You know, Cool April Nights is just a big, big thing for our community. And, you know, we just didn't want to see that have a year where it stumbled or anything like that. And we felt like we could take that part of the puzzle from off their plate. And we're very excited. It went super smooth last year, and they asked us immediately if we'd be interested in doing it again. Which, of course, we said absolutely. You know, we love the community, and we love, you know, serving where we can.
Well, you know, as everybody knows, Doug Carney, who was the cruise director for many
friend
years,
of mine.
Passed away suddenly.
Too young.
Yeah,
57 or 58.
Wow.
And things like that happen. And, you know, what I hate seeing is when people go, well, it's natural causes. No.
Stress from
It's
work.
Called stress.
Yep.
That's right. And that could be stress from all the time he was a policeman, too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it was such a, oh, my gosh, what happens? Well, you all stepped up.
Well, we were glad to do that.
And you did a great job, and now you've got it again through this year. But what does Cool April Nights bring to Reading?
Oh my gosh. You know, it's a multi-day event. It's the biggest event, I believe, for the city of Reading, probably Shasta County. And it brings cars from all over the place and a lot of money, a lot of hotel stays. And, you know, it's an institution here. And they're doing their 30th year anniversary.
This is the 30th?
Mm. Yeah, so it's going to be a big deal.
So what's happening?
We need to get American Graffiti people in here again.
Are you doing anything at the – I used to love, and I'm not sure, you know, the motorcycle cops.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that is that going to be happening this year?
Oh, you mean cool big bike weekend or?
Well, I think the motorcycle cops.
No, that was for the big bike weekend.
I'm sorry. Okay, but you're still doing your show and shine. The big one. It will be where?
Well, they always now. I'm not the Cool April Nights organization. I don't want to mislead anybody. We're helping them.
Okay.
But they do have their big event on Saturday, which is right after the day after at the Civic.
Right.
It's
huge.
And we, the other thing we got to do last year is we got to help them with opening ceremonies. And I got some, if you should see the pictures, because we got fire trucks and we had cop cars and marshals and you name it. And we had this just huge representation of law enforcement. And last year, actually, the theme was We Back the Blue, which was a huge honor to us to, you know, to be honored.
Well, thank you for
that.
Your service.
Well,
we haven't said that yet, but thank you for your service, officer, because you have been a service officer. And you said that you probably have had over, 4,000 or 400, somewhere a huge amount of calls.
Oh, absolutely. We were just talking about the crashes down here and the number. And one time I had to go to court and testify. And so we had the crime analysis people run how many crashes. That was, you know, within 4 years of being there. And it was over 400.
Yeah.
So, you know, we handled a lot of calls out there. For
sure. Well, that's what community service officers do, and which is what we need more community service. Okay. You know, I'm speaking to the choir here. We need more community service officers that puts the police on patrol, back on patrol.
Absolutely.
And it allows people that know what they're doing to hurry up and clear these burglaries, all of these kind of things, can clear them quickly and keep our police on the street. Okay. Now, shifting over.
Mm-hmm.
to We Back the Blue.
Yep.
What do we have? Do you have anything coming up? Anything special?
Well, we're always involved in different things. I'd like to actually brag a little bit about last sure. year, if you don't mind, because we raised over...
It's been a little bit since you've come here.
Thank you. We raised over $50,000 last year through various events we've done. We raised over $13,000 for Car Fire, for the Car Fire Relief. We had a bank in town that they had multiple employees burned out, and so we helped them particularly raise money for relief for them. We raised money for the Butte fire victims down there. They're for uniform replacement for the first responders. A lot of first responders lost everything down there and continued to work. We have just done, we raised over $13,000 for the local canine units, Operation Blue Santa, which we got to go be involved with this year, which we absolutely love. We raised, I think, $2,500 for them. So we have done a lot of different things, over $100,000 since we started just about 4 years ago. We're non-paid volunteers, and we're actually a very small organization. It's myself, my vice president, Erica Nelson, who's also the office manager for Signstations, which if you ever need any
Signstations, locally owned. They help out a lot of people.
Yeah, they do a lot for, and they are really the heart of We Back the Blue, and they allow us to have an impact out there. And we do focus on our first responders.
We've got 3 minutes.
Okay.
We Back the Blue. What got you into that?
Well, it was about 4 years ago, about every day the national news was beating the heck out of our first responders.
Ferguson and all those things.
That they were
the assassination was five cops down in Dallas.
Thugs and racists, and that's all the way up to the presidential people out there.
Oh yeah.
And it was very frustrating to me. I know it was heartbreaking to the families and the officers. Demoralizing. So it was not who I worked with, for sure. And I worked with a lot of different agencies. I was a crime scene tech, too. And so I worked a lot of, every agency around I had worked with. And I never ran into anybody that was like that at all. So I did Erica, Scott, and I put together a little event right at their shop down there on Alfreda. And in 4 weeks, we managed to have over 70 businesses donate. We had, raised about $13,000, and it was just like an impromptu thing. And that really told us that there is an unmet need for people that are the silent majority to be able to get out there and show their support. And so we now have decals and gear that they can wear, and, they come to our events. We have the Elks Lodge we do every year in September, mm-hmm. and we have over 1,000 families come through there. And it's the Elks Lodge biggest single day event. And so everything we do, I think, is first class, and everything we do is family friendly. And so, and again, we're non-paid. We don't take a dime out of anything we do. So 100%, it's a non-profit 501c3. Proud of that. And just proud of what we've been able to do. And we're always helping where we can.
We're proud of you all. We're proud of this because you started it for the right reasons. You've never taken a cent out of it. You're back. All the money goes back in our community to help. And We Back the Blue is just something everybody should be able to get behind. And we thank you so much. We've got to run here in a second. Now, of course, We Back the Blue is doing the cruise, the Cool April Nights cruise. So here's my question.
Yes.
Because you used to be in the police department. When can we start cruising Pine again?
actually, they were talking about trying to set up a second cruise. They approached me to see if we could do that. The problem is it's so expensive and resources, all the police. And
I'm just talking about me, cruising Pine. That's what I was talking about. Because there's a big sign.
Go
no
for
cruising.
It, Carl.
You could go down the mile.
No joy.
The Miracle Mile.
Yeah, no joy. Okay.
The Miracle Mile.
Make that turn
California,
down in Pine.
Oh, man, you could. Yeah.
Back in the day.
Back
sure.
in the day.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, everybody. This is Brian Martin from River Common Senior Living, of course, but also the president of We Back the Blue, and We Back the Blue does the Cool April Nights cruise.
Hey, what's the date? Have enough time
in your life for everything?
Oh, it's too much fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Carl, we still need to do something with the fence down there at South City Park.
We do.
We're going to do that.
Right. We're going to do a fundraiser for the fence down at South City Park.
Okay.
And you'll be listening for more about that.
That's on the books.
Okay. We got to run. We're going to Celestina Traver from the Veterans Service Office will be our guest right after the news.
That's right. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Considered a long shot by some congressional watchers, the Senate agrees to vote tomorrow on dueling bills to end the partial government shutdown.
One, to approve the president's request for border wall funding, and a second, proposed by Democrats, to reopen government through February 8th while lawmakers talk about border security. Neither one appears to have the 60 votes needed to pass, but it is the first small sign of progress toward ending what is the longest government shutdown in U.S. history.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. The upcoming State of the Union speech shrouded in uncertainty after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked President Trump to postpone the address for security reasons. Questions persist over where and when it will take place. Republican Senator Marco Rubio says Mr. Trump should speak next week at the U.S. Capitol as planned.
This country's had State of the Unions at every point in our history, including in times of war, in times of great crisis, and times of extraordinary division. And it is important that it happen, and I hope that it will. I hope that cooler heads will prevail on that front. I haven't heard or seen any legitimate concerns about security. I'm confident that the building could be secure.
The White House says it's sticking with plans to have the president deliver the speech to a joint session of Congress next Tuesday. Operations back to normal today at a major New York City area airport after a drone scare upended things yesterday.
After receiving multiple reports of drones in nearby airspace, the Federal Aviation Administration stopped flights into and out of Newark Liberty International Airport Tuesday afternoon. The drones were reported at about 3,500 feet over Teterboro Airport. Flights into and out of Newark resumed Tuesday evening after it was determined drones were no longer in the airspace.
Correspondent Mike Rossia. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up about 99 points, the S&P 1 point higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From Skypass Entertainment comes The Least of These, the Graham Stain story. When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India, a journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
We can't make any mistakes.
I know. We must pray.
Based on the incredible true story, The Least of These, the Graham Stain story, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code MIKE2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code MIKE2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
The U.S. hopes to get Israeli-Palestinian peace talks back on track relatively soon. We got the latest from the Media Line's Charles Beblazer.
The Trump administration will begin work on jump-starting Israeli-Palestinian negotiations immediately following the Jewish state's elections slated for April 9th. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo suggested the peace push won't be uniquely a U.S.-driven process and will set conditions to enable a constructive conversation. Israeli media reported that the plan provides for a Palestinian state in up to 90% of the West Bank, with its capital located in most Arab neighborhoods in the eastern part of Jerusalem. The Palestinian Authority has rejected out of hand the so-called deal of the century and has been boycotting American officials for over a year. I'm Charles Beblazer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Four U.S. senators urged President Trump to use Gitmo to hold ISIS fighters captured in Syria.
The Republican lawmakers say Islamic State prisoners could escape or be released in Syria, and they would face justice at the detention center on the U.S. base in Cuba. Senators Tom Cotton of Arkansas, John Cornyn and Ted Cruz of Texas, and Marco Rubio of Florida made the suggestion in a letter sent Tuesday to the president. The issue has come up because Mr. Trump has ordered the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Syria, and U.S. allies there hold hundreds of ISIS prisoners. When he took office, President Trump reversed an order from President Obama to close the Guantanamo Detention Center. There are 40 prisoners still being held there. Keith Peters reporting.
Federal regulators accuse software maker Oracle of engaging in discriminatory practices, practices that allegedly resulted in thousands of its women, black, and Asian employees being underpaid by more than $400 million. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 after the hour here on the 23rd of January, 2019. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Care, compassion, and community. That's what they stand for.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this wonderful Wednesday. Give you an update on the weather. It's currently 42 degrees, mostly sunny with our highs today of around 61, mostly clear tonight with our lows of 43. Thursday calls for a sunny day with highs of 65 and a lows of 41. Friday calls for a sunny day with highs of 65, clear night, low 43. Saturday, 67. And Sunday, 68. We are looking for a clear and beautiful week. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. They are a veteran-owned business, so please give them a call if you have any propane needs. 365-3793.
We're here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer's Office Officer. So,
good morning.
Good morning.
Good
you know morning. What? It's been a couple of months, and, you know, we just... It's just been difficult for all of us to get our schedules managed.
Ducks in a row.
Yes. Okay, but now we got them here, and I know you're sick, and thanks for showing up.
Aww.
I know you're not sick, but you're a little bit under the weather. Can we tell them a personal story and start off with that?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's me. It had been 10 years, around 10 years since I'd gotten back, and so they did a, you know, Celestina, you know, beat me about the head and shoulders and says, you know what, you need a bring up because it's been 10 years, Carl.
You need a what?
Bring up of my...
Well, that's a term that we need to talk about. You need to bring up.
It's just... Well, that's my term. It could be called anything, I guess.
Okay.
But you need to have
need
people
to get
look
current.
At... Get current. I guess that's the best word.
Bring up Southern.
So I went down there and...
Make a picture. Yeah. It's your turn, buddy.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay. You ready? Okay. Don't choke over there, Celestine. So I did everything I was supposed to, but the time that they scheduled, because you have to be scheduled. So when they called me and said, your day is this for your hearing test, I went, I'm not going to be in town that day. I need to change it. And the lady says, oh, okay, no problem. We'll get back to you on your new schedule. Well,
you're talking about the CMP exams.
Yes.
After you file for your service connection.
Right. CMP is the...
Comp and pension exam done by the VA.
Right. So I'd gotten the other stuff done. But the hearing, because it wasn't on, I wasn't around, and they said they were going to call me back on it. Well, as Celestina just said to me, or she has said to me on several times.
They lied.
They lied. They lied to me? A veteran?
Yes.
A disabled veteran? They lied to me?
Yes.
So,
yes.
And they did.
Yes.
Because they never got back to me. And then they did. And then they said, oh,
he
no-showed. He no-showed for the exam that I told him I couldn't be. I was going to be in the state.
Correct. Yes, this is what they do. That's why it's really important for us to help you advocate. Because it's almost, I tell people, it's comparable to military orders. You either show up when they ask you to, or you're a no-show and they automatically deny your claim. It's an easy out for them.
It was, but I didn't understand that, even though you explained it to me afterwards. So now, today.
So what do you have to do now?
So today, I'm going
down.
No.
Okay, so what happens after that? Okay, they denied my claim. Was that just for my ears or everything?
It was for your hearing.
Just for my hearing?
Yes, yes. And so I need you to come, right? I need you to come to our office, and then we're going to have to reschedule your hearing test.
Okay.
And let them know that you didn't no-show, that you were actually out of town, and they actually, you actually asked for a re-exam or a different time and date, and you didn't give it.
I can get the exam here in town, too.
Yes, you
right?
can. Yes.
So it's not like it's at I have to drive down to Davis or anything. I mean, right. I just wanted to be scheduled for another day.
Right. And let's make clear now for those who are listening, because, you know, you're very involved with everything veteran. But for those people who are trying to figure out maybe their dad or their brother or their husband or themselves haven't really, like, gone into asking for any kind of benefits or looking to see what maybe their rights are, or that's what you are. You are the advocate.
Correct.
Because there's the state,
mm-hmm.
there's the government,
right,
and then there's local, which is you.
We're county government.
Yeah, but you really go a step beyond. So we've been talking about a friend of ours that is a Korean War veteran who is just reached that place where it's eyesight and he's gone down. And so we want to get you involved because I just hear in a group of people that he's gone down from 8 hours a week to 1 hour a week of help that's come in. And I know he served in the mm-hmm. war, so he deserves, you know, whatever.
Absolutely.
He's supposed to get. So we'll get his name and all that.
Right.
And that's what we love about you mm-hmm. is because you really do advocate for the people. You intercede for the people.
Absolutely. Our number one focus is that veteran coming through our door. And when I go out, I like to educate people on who we are and how much we can do for the veteran and their widow or their spouse or even their dependents. When we are your advocate and VA, I'm noticing a lot of younger veterans coming out of the military and in their 20s, they're going on e-benefits and filing. The VA has an e-benefits where you can file for yourself, but what I'm seeing is you're filing against Department of Veterans Affairs on your behalf, and that's it. The VA doesn't know who you are. They don't see you. They don't have a relationship with you. They don't know who you in the community. They don't know your family. That's why we're important, is because when you come down to our office, we create a relationship with you. We understand who you are, where you're at, your health. We see your health. We see you. We know your wife, your children, and we encompass all of that into filing the claim. And that's when we create a big picture of what's going on so that your claim is not denied.
Well, let's just be blunt about this, too, is the VA does not have a great history of taking care of all the veterans.
No.
And so when you go in online and you fill out an online form that goes into a computer
mm-hmm.
that breaks it down, they don't, you know what, it's, you can't, you know, a computer is totally uncaring.
Correct.
And even though it goes to people, it goes in to people that have no, you know, they've seen, how many hundreds of these a day do they see?
Right, and they're allocated. They have to work so many claims.
Or you don't. Yeah, that's right.
And each claim has a time limit. And therefore, if your claim is very difficult and all the pieces aren't put together, guess where they go? If they don't have time for it, it goes back into queue, which is the cloud, and they find an easier claim to work, and then yours sits there and sits there. Well, we have federal access to VBMS, which is a federal computer system, and we make sure your case doesn't churn like that.
Well, I see, and that's the big thing about coming down to the Veterans Service office. Like today, Celestina will send me an email and say, okay, this time is open, and I will beat feet down there. And so I can finish this thing up finally.
Mm-hmm.
There's other things that happen, too, that I want to talk about and that, you know, that's going on with the Veterans Service Office. And for people that I was totally blown away about one of my friends who had been operated on for injuries caused, you know, for her service in the military and what happened after that. And thanks to Celestina and her crew down there. So we're going to take a quick break. It's 8:14 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has been designated as one of the top 50 hospitals in the United States. That's the top 50 hospitals in the United States when it comes to cardiac care. This and so many other things make Shasta Regional Medical Center your choice if you want to have great medical care. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages with Celestina Traver, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It's 43 degrees out there. It's going to go up in the 60s today. It's going to be a beautiful day. 8:15 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Another spill and stain on your beautiful carpet. Turn that oops into no big deal with a Lifeguard stain-resistant waterproof back carpet from Shaw Floors and Design Time and Tile. The patented soil repellent of Lifeguard carpet keeps spills and pet accidents from soaking through your carpet for easy cleanup and resists stains and odors. So if you have kids, pets, or your family's just spill-prone, keep your home clean, fresh, and odor-free with Lifeguard carpet from Design Time and Tile, corner of Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 north of Wind River. Visit our store, our website at designtimeandtile.com, or call 241-8693.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Fight Night 40. This intense, action-packed fight is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial art cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, January 26th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 26th. The Event Center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 40 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Fight Night 40. It's in the cage. The Event Center. Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the city is the KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot. 8:18 in the morning here. It's 44 degrees, going up to in the mid-60s today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Give them a call for your propane needs. Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us this segment. Alliance Heating and Air, been voted best in the North State. Been there for 25 years, giving absolutely fabulous service. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Linda and I are here today with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer.
Yes.
And I want to talk about a personal thing that I already talked about, a personal thing for me, but about somebody I know. Now, I had no idea that this happens, but he had an injury to his feet,
mm-hmm,
from his time being in the military, throwing his very large frame out of airplanes,
right,
among other things he did in his life in the military. Had his foot operated on, and he said that when that happened, because it was service related. I mean, service connected.
Yes.
That when you're laid up like that, you can get 100% disability.
Yeah, so when you're service connected for knees or foot and shoulders, and you go in for surgery for a shoulder replacement or repair or knee surgery, mm-hmm, you can actually file for temporary 100% convalescent leave, and they pay you at 100% rate for the time you're missing work or, mm-hmm, laid up and can't do anything.
Wow.
See, yeah,
I didn't know that. And see,
absolutely,
these are things that the apply, whatever it is for the
e-benefit.
Doesn't tell you because you don't know where to look.
Right.
But this is things that Celestina and her people, all, mm-hmm, highly trained, by the way. Have they all passed all their tests now?
Yes.
Okay. And when we say that, let's talk about your office a little bit.
Okay.
Now, how many people do you have working for you?
No. I have Pat Meehan. He's our new VSR, and he's a Vietnam veteran, and he just passed both his national and CalVet tests, so he's fully accredited now. And then I just hired a new VSR. Her name is Renee Cotter, and she's Army, so Pat's Navy, Renee's Army, and she will be taking her first test in April, and hopefully her nationals in June.
Okay.
For that. And then we have Troy, which is Army, and then me.
Which is?
Celestina.
I know Celestina.
U.S. Army.
U.S. Army.
Military police.
Military police.
And Troy's military police as well.
Oh, my gosh. You know what?
I know.
I don't see no Air Force. Well, Air Force used to be, they had too many people in there before.
Yeah, we had two Air Forces.
I'm just kidding.
I'm trying to mix it up just, now.
I know. Okay, so all your people, and it's so, yeah, important that they be tested and they test out on this because have the ability then to get into all the cases.
Yes, and it's actually required by law. You must pass the CalVet test within 6 months of me hiring you and the national test within 18 months, or I can't keep you.
Okay, well,
yes,
that's good. So,
yeah.
But that allows you to them to get into the databases to be able to help people.
Yes, and it allows them to practice all of the United States as well. So we file claims with Washington, D.C. in the appeals. They actually can file the appeals for there. So it allows them mm-hmm, national accreditation, which is really nice.
Which you need.
Which okay, we need.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, when I always like to bring this up, and it just happens to be the right timing because you just had an audit.
We did.
Shasta County has a budget.
Yes.
Shasta County's budget is, I don't know. Do you know how much their budget is by any chance?
Shasta County's in general?
Yeah, just
no,
in general.
I don't know.
I know, but it's up in the tens of millions,
yeah,
of dollars.
Yeah,
maybe even 100. I really don't know. I know,
yeah,
that the Shasta County Public Health has got a huge budget. It's over 200 million. So
yeah,
I'm not sure how much Shasta County is. But your budget is how much?
500,000.
500,000. Yes. Okay, out of this huge budget.
Yes.
Now, county departments aren't supposed to pay for themselves. That's not what they're about. Probably they shouldn't. Counties, governments, and city governments shouldn't spend more than they bring in. That's
mm-hmm,
just a little funny way I feel. But the Shasta County Veterans Service Office
mm-hmm,
keeps track of how many people they help and what that results in.
Absolutely.
And you just got an audit.
We did. And we're actually, we filed and got back $1.7 million in the last 6 months.
Okay.
Wow.
That's yes, just in the last 6 months.
Correct. My fourth wow this morning. I'm just like, I
know,
like my wow mornings.
Well, see, in the last 6 months, you filed and they received benefits of $1.6 million coming back.
Into Shasta County.
Into
absolutely.
Into Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's for, this does not count retirees like me.
Correct.
This is only for people that or for been injured in the service, you know, follow up. What comes under this? It's not retirees. It's not the retired pay, because there's a lot of us out there.
Correct.
It's what?
Compensation pension, non-service connected pensions, and widow's pensions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so that's just in the last 6 months.
Absolutely. We're actually up $600,000 in benefits from last year.
Already?
Already.
So?
Yes.
Already $600,000 over.
Over.
You were. Now, what's the economic impact on Shasta County?
So, CalVet did a whole survey, and they found out that our veterans are spending approximately 33% in our own community. Of course, there's online. They spend on Amazon and this and that and go out of town, you know, whatever. Uh-huh. But 33%, their families are actually putting and spending back into Shasta County. That they pay taxes on 7.25%. So that 7.25% is going back to the state. So we're actually giving money back to the state. On top of that, the state kicks back 1.5% to Shasta County.
Right.
And so we're actually helping both our state and county by getting these benefits to our veteran, on top of helping our veterans.
So essentially it's over $500,000 just that was brought in the last 6 months. $500,000, if you say a third of $1.6 million,
correct,
is like, you know, let's just say $500,000.
Right.
It's about that.
Mm-hmm.
$500,000 then came back into our economy that was spent here in Shasta County.
Yes.
By our veterans.
By our veterans.
The other two-thirds, we don't know where it goes.
Yeah.
But we don't care.
Amazon.
Which, by the way, is the devil.
Right.
Okay. I just want to say that. Amazon is the devil. Why is it the devil? Why Linda?
How much are you on Amazon?
Okay,
I know
why is it the devil, Linda? Because something arrived from Amazon yesterday or day before yesterday, and I wore it around for like an hour after I got it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
what about those long boxes?
Those long boxes.
Are they just hanging out there? Okay, never mind.
They're just still hanging out there because I'm not sure what to do with them. I thought I bought a snake. It looked like this thing came in. And okay.
I thought they
Amazon,
were peepholes. Maybe they're peepholes.
Amazon is the devil. Okay, let's get away from that.
Okay.
But let's get back to this. Your office brought in, and I don't want this to sound mercenary, my friends, because I'm not. I'm just saying this is what this office does.
Mm-hmm.
Your budget is $500,000 a year. You bring in $500,000 in the last 6 months, and that's just the new money.
Correct.
What is it? How much is it before that? I mean, do we have an accumulation?
Accumulation is about $98 million.
Comes into this county.
Yes.
A year?
No,
or that's over
a 10-year period or a 5-year
okay.
period. I haven't really figured it out.
You know, somebody needs to take a look, because if you brought in $1.6 million, well, we must be another $10 million hanging out there someplace, which tells us then is that if you just go by something like that, if it's $98 million over the last 10 years, did you say that?
Yes.
10 years, $98 million. So let's just say over $1 million is being spent in this county mm-hmm. every month by veterans because of your office and the work your office does.
Yes.
That's just spent here.
Here. Yeah, it helps
probably
our
more.
Economy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
think
absolutely.
About that. I'm thinking about it because it's not just the tax, the sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about they come in, they advertise here at KCNR because they have businesses. They go to restaurants. They mm-hmm. buy clothes. They buy cars. They buy trucks. They buy guns. They do, you know, I mean, this is where this money
lots
goes
of
back.
Guns,
lots of guns.
Yes.
but well, Northern California is what we do. Okay.
Exactly.
You know, hey, what do we do? Let's have a raffle and give away guns,
right.
Semi-automatic weapons, yay, firearms. Okay. Because those are the ones that sell the most tickets.
Right.
Okay.
So true.
But what I'm getting at is that your office pays for itself over and over again.
I believe so.
I believe so too.
Mm-hmm.
Is there room to expand your office? I know you've got
yes.
a new one. I mean, it's semi-new.
I have an empty office, and I'm actually wanting a new VSR position, and I'm actually trying to do the numbers today with the CEO's office, and we're going to try to see if we can fit it in. But I need one because what I'm not reaching. We're only reaching about 43% of our veterans in our community. And I believe with the new VSR 1 position, then if I do 60-40 split and have them out there in Bernie and Anderson and Shingletown.
Oh, yeah.
And
especially Bernie.
French Gulch.
Yeah.
And all of those areas, and going into the 180-something assisted living homes, there's a lot of assisted living homes that our veterans are in there, but I can't afford to pull someone from my office to go in there and file a claim for them. So I'm looking for a new position that will actually be able to go out there, file a claim on site with our...
Who gives you the okay on this? City Council or the Board of Supervisors?
Larry Lees.
Board of Supervisors.
Board of Supervisors. It has to go through Larry Lees first, and then it hits the Board of Supervisors for a vote.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Then this is a large part of our community is veterans.
It is.
This is a very large part of our community is veterans.
Absolutely.
And I'm sorry, but I just feel like that veterans should take a priority over other groups. Sorry, but that's just the way I feel.
Yeah.
And the fact is that if you needed another one, I mean, what are we talking about a year? I mean, for paying somebody like this. You're not talking about $1.5 million.
Absolutely not. No.
So, probably with pay and all benefits, it's under $100,000.
Yes, it is.
Easily under $100,000.
It is.
Starting off. So for that, you could go in and you could, if you just went into River Commons Senior Living,
mm-hmm.
you could probably go in there and help four or five people, I'm sure.
Yeah.
In fact, we've got somebody else we want to talk to you about after the show's over. But then going into Bernie, I mean, my gosh, or French Gulch, there's a lot of veterans out in French Gulch.
Absolutely. Anderson, this side of Cottonwood, yes.
Yeah.
And you know.
And we could announce it, could be in the paper, come down to see the veteran service officer.
Absolutely. And you know, every time they do a claim or file a claim, there's a point system. And that's how we get paid from CalVet. Because
mm-hmm.
not all of our money comes from the general fund.
Mm-hmm.
CalVet pays us between $110,000 to $143,000 every
mm-hmm.
6 months or a year to file claims. So when we file
a
claim.
Is that included in your $500,000?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
The county's not paying the full $500,000.
Okay, I see. So CalVet's paying $150,000 and we pay $350,000.
Yes.
Okay. Let's take a quick break here because I want to get into this deeper. And I just can't say enough is if you're a veteran or you're a relative of a veteran mm-hmm. and you have not been down to see the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, you need to do that. And the reasons are this, is if you do nothing else but sign up and let them take a look at your service history, now you're in their system. So
yes.
they can also identify things that people, benefits that you've earned, my friends, that you've earned.
Absolutely.
And here's the thing is, when I retired the first time in 99, I never went to the VA. I had probably good reasons to go to the VA, but I didn't go to the VA.
Were you too proud?
It wasn't that. It was just the fact, I was going on with my life. I was doing this. I went into other countries, which caused me to have to come back to the VA. But the thing was, is I thought, oh, hey, you know what? That's for people that are really banged up. You know, I've been in a lot of combat at that point. And I said, that's for people that have been banged up. Well, after I retired the second time, I went to the VA seriously because I heard that there was problems with the VA. I was treated royally, and then I met Dave Lamford,
mm-hmm.
one of your predecessors.
Yes.
That one of the greatest guys I have ever met
Absolutely.
In my life. I'm not kidding you. One of the greatest men I have met in my life that loved veterans, that he took no prisoners, and if you tried to BS him, he would just cut you off at the knees. But what a great teacher. No, am I right?
Absolutely right.
And he used to be enraged at people trying to take advantage. Because there's so many other people. But he showed me, he walked me through the process. And that was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've gone through a series of, well, we had another good one after him.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went through a series of turmoil. And the last guy we had, Tommy Keith, not a bad guy, but he didn't stay.
Right.
But then we got Celestina, who's been here the whole time.
Yes.
And Celestina is the champion for veterans. She's wearing a shield. She should have a V on a shield out there, and like the Spartans did.
It's my new uniform.
There it is, a shield with that on there, because if you're not going to see her, you're silly if you're a veteran, because she can help you or people can help you with things you have no idea about. Anyway, okay, we have to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindabot, it's 8:33 in the morning. It's 45 degrees out there.
Hey there, we're Armstrong and Getty.
Check out our show on the new 2019 lineup on KCNR 1460 AM and soon to be 96.5 FM.
That's 9 to 12 daily.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Are you getting around today? I hope so. Get up and move those feet. Make it a glorious day because it's fabulous outside. And I'll tell you what, when you are faced with people who are in their last stages of life and you want to just let them know that, you know, be happy and be healthy and the families around them. So, you know, just think about that. You know, if you make it today, make today one of those days that every time you see somebody, think as if you were never going to see them again, what would you say? Are you going to get rid of your gruffs? Are you going to embrace the beauty of maybe some good times with people and tell a friend you love them and a neighbor how much they're appreciated? Mostly sunny today with our highs of 61 and our lows of 43. Tomorrow calls for a high of 65 as we go through the week. Beautiful, sunny, and you know, we don't get past 70. We're going to be in the 60s throughout the week. And weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And welcome back to the show in this last segment, our last half hour here on KCNR 1460 on Wednesday morning.
And we're here with Celestina Traver. who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And I just went into an impassioned plea for everybody. If you have not been, if you're a veteran or you're the relative of a veteran or a friend, close friend of a veteran, and they haven't been down to the Veteran Service Office on Shasta Street, that Shasta.
1855 Shasta.
1855
Street.
Shasta. It's, you can't miss it. It's right across the street from the Big Bear. Diner,
corporate
headquarters. Mm-hmm. So you see bears out there. And another kind of a little hint will be the American flag.
Yes.
Sitting right up there in a great in place to park your bike.
Yes.
So and we're talking about that. We're talking about the fact is that we've got so many veterans here, but we're not reaching all the veterans.
Correct.
Because of we're short personnel. Let's just get down to it. We're short at least one person in the office.
Yes.
And you're trying at this point to hire that person.
I'm trying to advocate for an ability to afford to hire a new VSR, and we don't have a slot for it, so I have to find the money in our budget somehow. So what happens is when a new VSR files claims, that's more claims that are filed, which has a point system which draws money back into our fund. So basically, if we hire a new VSR, they're actually paying a partial part of their salary by bringing in income as they file claims.
Yeah, because we've already pointed out that you brought in $1.6 million mm-hmm. in new claims in the last 6 months. And if you take a look at the way the CalVet figures it out, that 33% of that stays in the county and, you know, pays for anywhere, you know, your sales tax, but buying all types of stuff.
Right.
It's less than $100,000 for a new, and that includes benefits.
Correct.
For a new VSR.
Yes.
So, to me, it's a no-brainer. And people, what about public safety? Well,
But
public safety is tax dollars and bringing in more money.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just be mercenary about it, that you have another VSR that could bring in another $200,000 or $300,000 worth of more
mm-hmm.
coming in, that also builds up our taxes, but also means we can hire more sheriffs.
Correct.
Deputies.
True. If you look at it that way, that's a great way of looking at it.
That's the way I look at it. You've got to look at it. Because some people, it doesn't make any difference. They could care less about veterans. They could care less about old people. They could care less about anything. They look at the bottom line.
Right.
So you look at what the bottom line could be. This is what we bring in. If we had more people, we could bring in, you know, double that.
Correct.
And that's what I really believe people need to look at, too. Besides, what are we here for? What are you here for? To help veterans.
Serving our veterans in this community.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're veterans serving veterans, so we have a heart for it. I mean, everybody in our office, in this office, has a heart for veterans, to serve veterans, because they're veterans themselves. So what better way to help your own people?
I'm so strong on that one. Okay, so what are some of the things that are happening there? You said I know that you as a veteran service officer, what falls under your purview here?
I'm a veteran service officer, and that entails a whole bunch of different duties. I represent the almost 17,000 veterans in this county, and I do a lot of legislative. I do a lot of legislature push and stuff like that on that end.
Mm-hmm.
And I run the office on the other end as a department head. I run my entire office. I do the budget. I'm my own analyst. I don't have people to do that for me. So I'm my own program manager, floor supervisor. And so I do all of that encompassed into one. So.
Well, we're getting a good deal.
Yeah, right?
You know, do you get the feeling? Okay, I'm not going to ask that question because that would put you on the spot, and I'm not going to do that. But overall, from the Board of Supervisors, do you feel like they're supportive towards veterans?
I do. I really do.
I could have been more specific about that, but I just want to kind of get your feeling of it.
I do. I really do. I I think that they are pro-veteran. We actually have a veteran that serves on the Board of Supervisors, which is Steve Morgan.
Yeah.
And that's kind of nice to have that representation. And then, you know, we have Les Baugh, which is absolutely, he shows up at our veteran events. And
you know, Les does. I know that Les irritates me at times. I'm sure I irritate him, too. Not that either one of us cares about but he does show up for a lot of those, along with, I see the sheriff, and I would like to see more of the Board of Supervisors show up at some of these things, besides election times.
I would, too. I'd like them to all, invite them all to all our veteran events, and it would be nice to, you know, come and see who our veterans are.
Have all the Board of Supervisors, have they come through your spaces yet?
I actually just met Larry Lees brought Joe Clemente through our office and introduced him last week. So I just met him. Steve Morgan actually came to our open house we had in December. We had an open house for our stakeholders, and we had food and meet and greet and just chit-chatting, and it was really nice. And he came to that, which was really nice of him. Yeah. So, yeah, we have some support there, which is really nice.
Oh, I don't know, have the rest of the board? Have they come through just to see what you all do?
Not during my shift. They might have before me, but not since I've taken office.
Okay. So,
yeah.
I think that's something that they should all do on a regular basis, at least yearly, come down there. This is my feeling, is that they should come down, see what y'all are doing, how it looks, what they can do to help.
Yeah, yeah, and I would absolutely, my office is open to any of the Board of Supervisors that want to come down, give us feedback, and then learn a little bit about more what we do.
Yeah, I
absolutely.
Mean, they're the ones that head our government. It would be nice to see that they understood everything that went on down there, because obviously you all are exceeding your goals every year.
Yes,
which is great.
We're not a Veterans Resource Center.
Right.
No, we have one of those in the wonderful one, nonprofit.
We're
not the VA,
right?
But we're the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and we're your advocates. We do much, much more than file claims. We get the homeless housing, and we help with benefits. We filed 44 CalVet fee waivers for dependent children, and offset their amount that they have to pay for their college. They don't have to pay for a college if they're mom or dad or veteran is service connected. So
is it 100% service connected, or is it just service connected?
0% to 100%.
Okay, now let's. So if my daughter was here in the. Okay, I've got to take a break here. But if the bottom line is, if my son or daughter were here in California, they could go to school for free.
Absolutely.
At a California State University.
Absolutely.
How about a community college?
Yes. UC, CSU.
They could go to school tuition-free. Now, think about that.
Tuition-free.
How much money that would save a year.
We saved $193,000 for our veteran dependents in 6 months.
We're going to take a quick break. It's 8:47 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. 8:47 in the morning, we're here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. It's 46 degrees out there, and Linda and I will be right back after these messages. If you have a question, give us a call at 605-4567.
Another spill and stain on your beautiful carpet. Turn that oops into no big deal with a LifeGuard stain-resistant waterproof back carpet from Shaw Floors and Design Time and Tile. The patented soil repellent of LifeGuard carpet keeps spills and pet accidents from soaking through your carpet for easy cleanup and resists stains and odors. So if you have kids, pets, or your family's just spill-prone, keep your home clean, fresh, and odor-free with LifeGuard carpet from Design Time and Tile. Corner of Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 north of Wind River. Visit our store, our website at designtimeandtile.com, or call 241-8693.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people. Real.
Real Winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty?
For the morning lineup, right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studio of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Box. Good morning, everybody.
But the producers, you know, they have to look up. They don't have an automatic, like, boom, bump music. I mean, they got to spend time in there between segments picking out, like, really, that's a cool song. I mean, I like to pump it up a little bit more. And I would encourage you, Ashley, when we come in this bump music, blare it. Because that's morning show.
Well, you know what? It's our producers. But, you know, it gives them something to do besides play Pokemon
in
there. And then look up at us in surprise when we're on the air.
What's Pokemon?
I'm not sure. 8:52 in the morning. It's 46 degrees out there. It's going to go up in the 60s today. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We're here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And we're learning a lot about the Veteran Service Office, that if you're a veteran and you haven't been in there, shame on you. Now, there was a question in the chat room about VR or HR 333, which concerns retired pay and medical disability pay.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes,
okay.
It is. And it's being reintroduced for the, I think, third time.
And what it is that if you're injured and you don't do your whole 20 years, that you can't pull your retired pay. Because you're getting medical retirement?
Yeah, you can't pull simultaneously your medical retired pay and your VA pay right now if you're under the 20-year mark. So HR 333, if it's passed, and I think it's a good thing, is that you actually don't get penalized for not getting your retired pay because you won't be able to draw it.
Yeah. Okay, so it's being reintroduced for our person that was asking.
Yeah, and then, you know, if you're let's say you're in combat and you get injured and you lose a leg or an arm or you get a traumatic brain injury, you are medically retired at that point. Let's say you're at 15 or 17 or even 19 years. When they retire you, no fault of your own, you don't get to pull that retire pay, which is detrimental, I think, for the veteran and the military member.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got about, 6 minutes left. So what would you like to hit on here in the last 6 minutes?
Well, I would like to talk about how important our office is for our younger veterans. We're just touch on that, and I'd like to see more of our younger veterans come down and visit our office. I also would like to do some more outreach. One of my goals for 2019 is to go to all the veterans organizations and speak to each one of them.
And that's a great idea.
Yes.
You know, are you getting any assistance from Shasta College and Simpson University?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
About getting their kids down to their young men and women down to see you.
Yes.
They have really, I think, viable veterans programs there.
They do. Absolutely. We have actually, in one of my goals when I took as on the task of the Veterans Service Office in 2018 was to rebuild our stakeholders and to make more community partners, and that's what I have done, is I've really rebuilt the relationship between Simpson University and our office and Shasta College and our office and the Veterans Healthcare Clinic, the VA Healthcare Clinic and our office. And, it's really important. The more we are stakeholders in this community, the more we can actually help our veterans. So we actually have a stakeholder with the Veterans Resource Center. So we send our veterans there, and they get them housing and things like that. We are primarily for claims, but we do so much more. And we don't just say, okay, go to Shasta College and sign up. We make sure that there's someone on the other end to take their hand and to walk them through it.
Yeah, because sometimes, especially when it comes to the financing of college.
Oh, my goodness.
It can be a maze.
Convoluted.
Right. Have you ever spoken to the Rotaries?
I have not.
Okay.
I would love
to. Right now, then, one of the things we have to do is get you in front of the Rotaries, because people have no idea what you do.
Correct.
And when they find out there's 17,000 veterans here and the and how many you help and the amount of money comes back into this county, and I hate to keep going back to money, but that's, you know, a lot of people equate things with that. Yeah. Because I look at the number of veterans you help, and it's just astounding. And it's like me, you keep pecking at me. you just do. And then you came in and told my wife, which then ensured that I'd be down there today. But that's the kind of service we're talking about. You can't get that over a computer.
Correct.
And the people of Reading, that beyond our listeners and the people that we reach out there like that in the business community, need to know this.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
we'll see what we can do about that, because we know some Rotary types that would be glad to do this.
And
I would
love to speak in front of City Council, because I'm not sure if City Council really understands what we do.
Is just make a go in and say, hey, I'd like to make a 15-minute presentation.
Yeah.
On what the Shasta County Veterans Service Office does.
2019 goal.
2019 goal.
Absolutely.
And because the city can help also with this.
Yes, absolutely. Because we're within the city. We're county, but we're within the city. So we affect everybody that lives here in Reading.
Well, you do.
Yeah.
Okay. 17,000 veterans. I always thought it was like a couple thousand more, but
yeah, it's about 16,631.
About 631. Okay. Well, I've got to guess we should watch out for that one there. You know, next one comes in. How many homeless veterans do you think are out there?
We have 84 on our books today. I did some research yesterday. We had almost 300 a few years ago, and we've dwindled it down to that amount today. So these are homeless veterans we consider homeless, is couch surfing, mission, homeless in your car, have a general mailbox, but not necessarily, you know, living with a relative, per se.
Yeah, okay. What about, well, you know what, we have to run. Celestina Traver, thank you so much for being here today. I didn't even get into what we pay our people down there, but I can just tell everybody that it's after all the training they do, they make less than Hobby Lobby entry level to start with. Sorry, I just
have
to throw that out.
I like this funny.
It's sad. So anyway, thank you so much for everything you do for our veterans.
Absolutely,
and,
my pleasure.
Send me the email. I'll be down there today.
Okay.
Because if I don't, Linda will hit me. So.
I will.
Not literally.
No. You're going to get down there and make it happen because it's one of those, we talk about January being that month of tying things up. And the next thing you know, you feel like you're underwater because you haven't done the things you promised you were going to do.
There you go. Okay. Thanks again, Celestina. And tomorrow, Trish Clark's going to be joining me, and we've got a wild time tomorrow. Just remember, though, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.